This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Viglund. It is easy, heck, it's even polite at times, to tell a little white lie, right? Maybe it makes someone feel good about themselves, helps you avoid an awkward social situation. But there are white lies, and there are lies. And telling them on your resume, that is a no-no. As Yahoo's now former CEO Scott Thompson found out recently, he got caught padding his resume by including a degree in computer science that he never earned. So we have enlisted Robert Feldman, the author of The Liar in Your Life, to talk this over. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you, Tess.
Mr. Campbell obviously misrepresented his education on his resume, but you know, it's not like he said he had a PhD when he only had a high school diploma. Was this padding, as we call it, that bad?
Oh, I think it's bad. I think it may be the tip of the iceberg. I think when people lie about one thing, it means they may be lying about other things. So to me, it makes the entire resume suspect.
How common is this?
Oh, it's very common. I think estimates are about 20% of resumes include some sort of lie. Very often it's kind of a mild thing, like saying you have proficiency in a language or a working knowledge of a language. But other times, people totally misrepresent their background, misrepresent their education and the kinds of credentials that they have.
Is there a difference between a mild lie and a severe lie, or is it all just lying?
Well, to me, it's all just lying. If you say one thing that is not truthful, it leads one to suspect everything else that the person is saying. I think we're very used to socially lying. I think we know that it's probably appropriate to say that we're feeling fine when we're asked how we're feeling, or it's probably socially appropriate if someone asks us, do you think I'm losing weight, to say, sure. But in the end, once someone lies to us, it means that it's more likely that they can lie to us in the future.
I wonder, when HR is checking out a candidate, how likely are they to look at all these degrees, the various jobs that you've had, even the volunteer stuff that you've done?
Well, if they're doing a good job, they really should check it out, because it is very easy to misrepresent oneself. And most of the time, I think people assume that they're not going to be caught. So I think people lie with the thought that they're going to get away with it. And that's not a bad assumption, because I think most of the time we do get away with the lies that we commit. I think it's very rare that certainly in casual conversations that people think we're lying, that people challenge us. What that means is that it's easy to get away with lies during everyday life. And I think that understanding of the way the world works then leads people to lie on their resumes.
And yet at the same time, you also write that lying on your resume could actually be a reason that people ultimately succeed in a career. Can you explain that?
I think what happens is that most of the time when people do lie, they don't lie in a huge way, and they're ultimately not caught. It's only if a company goes through the effort and the trouble of checking resumes that people get caught, and most of the time this doesn't happen. So your resume over time may accrue one lie after another, and they may be small lies, but ultimately it doesn't matter all that much, because most of the time people don't get caught.
And I guess if we were putting Scott Campbell on the couch, that might be a reason why this happened with him, because it hadn't been caught. It's just hard to imagine a CEO feeling like they got to do something like this.
Well, it speaks to all of our insecurities. We all want to look better than we are. We all want to show the world that we are highly competent. I think that if he thought that he would be caught, he never would have done it.
Sure.
The bottom line is that he really did think he could get away with it. And,
yeah.
And who knows how long that has been on his resume.
Right.
It may have been there for years and years, and he probably forgot that it was even there. Or he may have looked at his resume and thought, well, you know, that I think I did get that credential. So it may be that after time has gone by, people begin to just simply forget what is the truth and what is the lie.
Robert Feldman is the author of The Liar in Your Life, The Way to Truthful Relationships. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.